Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, the halachas of Kosher Ba'aniva, knotting and bows on Shabbos, Siv Beis, bottom of page 262. Says Machab Nishman Tulay, if it slipped out from him, as we continue to have Kofel Amad Beis Amad Av, Ritzuas Mindel Basandal, the shoelaces of the shoe and the sandal, Shanishma Tulay Bedekel, or most of the foot slips out. Mutal Havzer Ritzuas Lamakam, you're allowed to put the straps back to that place, as long as you don't make a knot. I go to the Mabadavka Shikhlazib, the Turk, as long as you can put it back without effort. I'm Turk, but if you need effort for this, us and forbidden the Hashinah should make sure because then we're concerned that you might make a knot. That's Tyson Raj, Peg Bemetim. Says Mishbrus Liv Kotten Tezain. Nishbin to Bechulu, if it slipped out. Now, because Abba Bemin the Chadish by a new shoe, us a Litin and Ritzis Beshabbos, you're not putting the shoelaces initially on Shabbos, Avilim and Nekab Rachab, even if the hole is wide. Misakamana, because then you're completing a vessel. You're making the shoes right now. But then same thing is Besarbel. By overalls of mechnasayim chadashim or new pants, us lachnas shem ritzus a mashichi and I'll put in their straps or a rope. The mevat lahasim because you're nullifying it, but you're keeping it. They make a masakamon that's considered like fixing and completing the pants. Avlamne, but a belt sure lachnisa that you're allowed to put in a fill mechnasayim chadashim into new pants. The mevat lahasim you don't keep it over there. But us lachnas leitzitad it's meant to always take in and take out, and if it's not a problem, sivkut yudzayin. Or another case was that chenishma reif haregel. That is from the Olam Shalem, their shoes, Hayasum Prokum, were made out of parts. Mechabam al Yeritus, and they were connected through straps. That's what it's saying. When it slips out, the part of the shoe that's on most of the foot from its place, he puts it back and he makes it tight from new through straps. That's Kin Mashem El Rabba, that sounds like from the Eli Rabba. And then you let it put back the straps to that place. Somebody explained Shanishma Minol Mirab Ragloi, most of his the shoe falls off of most of his foot, like Disha in the hood because it's not tight. For it's Ritzur Benekit Acher, and he wants to put a strap into another hole, says the Prima Gadim. So as long as you don't make a strap, you're allowed to put it back, Sivkon Yudhes Ritzusim Kaiman, the straps to that place. But Afghanistan Ritzus, not specifically those straps, number two, Chadash, but new laces, Shalash Matrila was not initially there, also forbidden to make a Mesakamana, says El Rabba, that is considered Mesakamana. Siv cut your test. Again, as long as Shalikshur, you don't make a knot. Pier Shalyasa Kesha Bereisha, you don't make a knot at the edge. Shalyashimat that it shouldn't slip out. The Bekesha Shakimah, that's making a permanent knot. Kamash Kosta Siv Alf, that you know that to make sure the laces stay in the hole. That you cannot do. Sivkan Chav. And the Ross says specifically, you can put it back if it's beloy tarech, without effort. I know that it's a nekib rachav, where the holes are wide. They contest on this. Even if the hole is wide, also it's forbidden in the place where they normally tie. And where the hole is narrow, even where they don't usually tie, also forbidden. It's because that you need effort. If that's the case, our laces and shoes and pants, the regin lichshur beration, we usually tie the top that it doesn't slip out. Even if the hole is wide, I'll put it back. Like oftentimes with sweatpants, the thing is, or hoodies, it's going to slip. So you make a knot that it doesn't slip in. That would be forbidden by Ember Alocha, Demaschel, Bedavka. Sif Gimel. Matir Beisat Tzaver, one could open up the place of the neck, Mekesha Shekshari Kaivis, from the knot that the launderer made a knot, She'en Kesha Shekshari, because that's not a permanent knot. But you cannot open it from new, because that would be making finishing off the garment by making the hole for the head. Even if it was already open, but just the craftsman went and knotted it, like for biachor, stitched it together as one. Nice in the way the craftsmen do it, that would be a problem. Therefore, you're not allowed to pull apart or to cut a pair of shoes. Hatfirm yachad that are stitched together, could actually be nice in the way the professionals do it. Avagav that fear, and even the stitching is not meant to last. They ain't chilik bet fira, because there's no difference by stitching, whether it's to last or not to last. Vyesh matirin, there are those who permit bet fira shen shalkema if it's a stitching that's not meant to last, as it goes. Mardachai and Perikbam Matimnin, vain lat bethne ama arts, but says Vyesh said not to permit this in front of ama arts. Says Mishbu Sivkat Chaval, that you'll allow to open up. By the neckline from the launderer's knot, she'ina kesher shakim, it's not a permanent knot. She'ina slaskam, it's not meant to last. Rak ad shekichin balabais lebeis, it's just until the homeowner takes it back to his house. V'yesh machmim b'davar, that those are stringent regarding this ilm ken osla hatabai seyim shalakvisa, only if it's meant to open up that day that the laundry is done. Sivkon chabbeis, But if it was never open, if it's the opening for the first time, that's a problem to Besaka Manu. And Mechaim Shemakim Patish, you're liable for hitting with the anvil, that's the Hugma Malacha, that's when you're finishing up the work. Sivkatan Chaf Gimel. And the Ramah said, even if it was already open, but then the professor went back and Ukshara and he tied it, says the Mishmur B'toy, very well, until you cannot open it up, and only unless if you cut the strings or you tear them apart. That's considered like a new opening. That's considered a problem about finishing up the vessel. And the Sevi Yom Shalem, he writes to Kutainis, that a church, and the Skash Mashiach is that the that they got knotted together, but you cannot untie it. Sure, the kulam and the corn, then when you let it tear it apart, it's only meant to open up as whenever you want, but let me kick it's not considered a knot. And vabzeb, but also this, don't do it in front of the ignorant person, only discreetly again, because they might take it this further. What you have to say, the Yom Shlema held, it's only when the craftsman goes back and he makes a knot, also not that you now pull apart. The shark shirts, but all of the knots, sure, is permitted. King cuts the mugging the mugging the but Tama Evsha, and the reason is maybe the Kashikashara woman Bashas Malacha, when the craftsman makes a knot at the time of the work, that's about Makapadish. Meaning Kashikachimanatka, when you subsequently go ahead and cut it or tear it apart. The Gram Malacha, that's finishing the work. Abashakshis, but other knots, Nikshu Acha, Shakvar, Nikma Beka, that were knotted after the garment was already finished, and Shaq was the Mishamakapadish, that doesn't apply Makapadish. Kashimanatka, when you tear it apart afterwards. Says Mishmur further, "V'main rogel ahatir hakesher shal kadonis." Now, if they don't usually untie the knot of the shirt, el mishabas l'shabas, it goes from week to week. Also, not that they now pull apart, k'may dos lahatir, just like now untied. M'kamak m'evim darke lasaniv. If the norm is to make a bow, ubaloi kavon the nixra, and without intent, it got knotted. Din the kakesher shaslat b'chol yom. Then says the chayyim, then it's like a knot that's meant to be opened up every single day. Siv cotton chaf dalad. And or let's say we stitch together the way the craftsmen are oisin, that is shatev nisin, that they stitch it ashnigim malachtoi until the work is done. That also has the same halacha that is problematic. Sivkan chafei. So therefore, the Rama said, therefore it's forbidden lanatik ulachtoch to pull apart or to cut a pair of shoes that are stitched together. But tam near the reason appears mishum du chashav kikuriyam naslasakin, because it's considered like tearing with the intention of remedying. Because it lets you use the shoes. Kokasha shu'asal esman, any knot that's meant for an extended period of time, but loyal to mean this, but not always. But filim kasha amitz, even if it's a strong knot, yes, la'akal de'en yudi could be linear through a non-Jew. Likshu lahatar to tie and to untie, imu l'tzar chabe if it's for a great need. That was just because it's a rabbinic prohibition through a non-Jew, which is, sedachrenim is you could permit for a big need. Be'alacha, and the Maschil B'davka that the Mishabur had referenced in Sivkat and Chav says, look, Magen Rav and Taz, that they're Masik in this, and they write, that's a Taz Sefer. Because of the severity of the question, says maybe you could answer a little bit. And the Bialach attempts to discuss their question. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 19, to thread a lace in the shoe or on the garment in a way that's clear, it's not keeping it there. For example, let's say you're taking a different color lace than the shoe, where you don't normally keep it like there. So it's certain rights that would be permitted. Dish number 20, a belt that's designated for a specific garment, some of them holds, that would be forbidden to thread into this garment on Shabbos. Because since the belt is coming to remedy the garment, and it's like it's a part of it. It's so the threading is considered like putting a lace in the shoe, which only permitted only if it was already laced in the shoe from before Shabbos. Now regarding shoulder pads, etc., and rides, are permitted to put them even in new pants. I mean new whatever the garment is, even. That they're if they're designated for this specific garment, because since the norm is to sometimes remove them, so that's not included in Misakin Man. And look over there that he writes also additional reasons to permit. Addition number 21, see if in their Shabura, if let's say the laces were in the shoe and they came out, putting them back into the shoe is not a problem about Misakin Man. That's he writes later on Simish and Mem regarding putting wool into a pillow, that if it was ready then came out, then you let it put it back, it's not a problem about Misakin Man. Now, a strap or a lace that are not new and are already in the garment or in the shoe before Shabbos, if Shabbos Zaman holds that it's forbidden to put them into another garment or in another shoe, that's what's been in this grass, and Shabbos Zaman adds on, it's forbidden to do that even if it's designated before Shabbos for the purposes of the shoe or some other garment. There's number 22, when it's not the norm to tie them only with a rabbinically prohibited knot. For example, let's say a knot that's made for a designated amount of time. Shlomo Zalman holds that in such a situation, Chacham did not make it forbidden to put the lace or the strap, and that's what's forbidden in the skrelitz. And Shlomo Zalman adds on, therefore it's permitted to thread some type of a game on top of a thread when you normally tie with a knot that's only rabbinically forbidden. Regarding going on Shabbos with tzitzis that have loose knots that we spoke about in Sivkot Yadal. There's number 23, a thread or a string that you cannot thread it only through a needle or something like that, the Kavacham writes, that's considered like a threading that would be a tircha, which we said that it's problematic when it's a tircha. Now regarding threading an elastic ribbon and a garment or something like that, Shubhaz Al-Latin writes, it's forbidden on Shabbos because there's a tircha. Look over there also, different reasons why it would be forbidden. Dish number 24, in our times, where the norm is not to make a knot at the top of when you threaded the shoe laces in the shoe, Shabbos Zalman holds that it would permit it to put the shoe laces back in that fell out. Dish number 25, the reason for the opinion that that since at the time when the Baal Bayis takes the garment from the launderer, he unties the knot that's made in it, comes out that the knot was not made only to untie, and then the knot is made to just be untied and not meant to go back and knot, it's not considered a kesher shakarmi at all. However, he adds on Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa that even such a knot, if in action, until you come to utilize it and to untie the knot, a long time will pass, then you're not allowed to untie the knot. However, look within Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, sounds like not like that. This girl holds that, explaining this opinion, that the prohibition about making a knot applies only by a knot, that through that it gives to you can utilize the object when it's tied and connected, which is not the case by a knot, which holds back the utility of the garment and prevents the purpose of what it's made for. For example, the knot that the launderer makes, which holds back the utility of the garment and the ability of wearing it, that's not considered a kesher shakarmi, but it's permitted to untie it, even when it's made to last like that a long time. Now, a bag or a box that's tied with a string all around it, or a food product that's tied with a string, and you cannot remove the string without untying it, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if you're allowed to untie it, because it's not meant but just to untie, like the box of cookies that from the bakery, and he adds on that to tear apart the thread by destroying it, that would be permitted even according to the Yesh Machmir, the way the Mishnah Berurah permits and Simon Shin Yadalad, to tear the leather that's on the barrel to get the wine out that's inside of it. This girl holds that according to this opinion, it's permitted to untie the bag that was tied on top of the food so that it doesn't get ruined, even if it was tied with the intention of staying like that more than 24 hours, because the tying of the food is that knot gets in the way of the utility, and therefore it's not considered a kesher shakarmi. However, regarding a kesher that's made lizman and it's attached to the ground, Mishnah writes in Simkat Memdam not to untie it, even if it was made with the intention of when it comes time with the utility for the knotted thing that you'll untie the knot, and you're not even going to go back and knot it again. We've got a moving paper that protects the plaster that we discussed later on Simkat Mem regarding a wrapping that's closed with staples, so we'll discuss later on Simish Mem Sifkun Chabzain. Dish 26 Lamaisu, which some of them holds that the Iker Lahalacha is like the opinion of the Makir, not like we say the Yesh Machmir and Bedaver and Sifkun Chaval. Dish number 27, removing leaven cups or yogurt cups or something like that are connected that in pairs, the Yashim holds that's forbidden because Makabi Patish. Besides that, there's also Issa Machatech when you're cutting on those lines. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to separate them because since the connection of these cups are made in a way that it's easy to separate them, you could consider them even before they're separated like something that the tour is already finished, and it's similar to separating shoes that were stitched together, which Rama permits. Look at the Riazan, according to his opinion, there's no problem by either of Machatech either. But the Razna holds that by separating the cups, there's no problem by Makom Patish because they're meant to utilize them even without the separating. However, according to his opinion, there would be a rabbinic Issa Machatech. Now, the reason why you're not chayev on opening up the necklace because Machatech, Shlomo Zalman explains, is that that's because that the one who's cutting does not need the measurement of the garment, it just needs the measurement of the opening itself. Dish number 28, tzitzit strings that got are intermingled one with the other. Shuvah Sol Tzin writes that if they got mixed in a little bit, you let it separate them, but if they got very entangled, until they're like one big bundle, that would be forbidden. That's what's been Meskel, that if the strings get very tight, entangled, then it's forbidden to separate them, whether because of the Talot of Matar, at least rabbinically, according to what the Rambam Paskins, that by separating a string, there's a problem with Issa Matar, and whether because of Mesaka Mana, because when they're very entangled, you have to know if you even allowed to make a bracha on them as Burn Me'alocha and Simil Ches, Sibzayin to Meskel Tzarech. Pinim Shom Zaman is that you don't consider the entanglement of the strings like kesha, like a knot. However, since you have to separate them as brother shachan over there, so then entanglement is considered like the garment being ruined, and therefore separating them would be a problem about masakah mana, as if you're remedying it. Mishnah number 29, as Hasnesh explains in another way, which Mishpura Sivkot and Chav Gimel had said that when the woman ties at the time of the melacha, there's a problem about makabe patish. And so there's a problem about makabaj when you tear it apart, which is the Gemara Malacha. Chazanesh explains it a different way. There are most togma in a knot that's not possible to ever untie it. Rather, you have to cut it. And therefore, it's considered the cutting of the garment like the Gemara Malacha, the begad. And then there's a problem about makabaj patash. And Shlem is talking about in a knot that's possible to untie it through a mumcha, it's just better to cut it because since he doesn't want to go through the effort, and since the knot is able to be untied and not for it's meant for, and not to be cut, so the cutting is considered derech kilkan. They're allowed to do that when the purpose is to allow the wearing of the garment, just like it's permitted to break a barrel, so that you can take what's inside of it as brun shachanach in simishin yindal savav. We're going to dismak of a patish by separating the items of the garment that come from the words of the garment that come from the company when they're tied together. For example, let's say you have gloves that are connected. Shem Zaman holds that you let it separate them because according to the Mishnah Berurah, they're removing something that is added onto the object where after that the Gemara Malacha, it's not forbidden because of Makom Patash, because it was already a fit to be a garment before these things were connected to it. However, one should not do this in front of Ha'am Arutz, and even according to the Chaznish, there's no Issa because it wasn't said only by that holds back something that holds back that an object itself. For example, it's the stitching of the neckline that prevents the wearing of the garment. However, when the object itself there's no difference, so then you don't have by removing the obstacle as a makom patash. So regarding removing a tag of a price or something like that from a garment, he holds that there's no problem makom patash because they don't hang the tag on the garment only after the garment is already finished, and also the tag does not change the garment itself. Another minuscule holds removing these tags that connects things together, or removing a tag of a price or something like that, would be a problem as a makabadish because since you cannot wear it without that, therefore that is a problem. Around this akareya, by removing garments that are knotted together, that we discuss later on Sivkot Chafhei. Regarding plastic packages that are made like a bag, and they're very easily opened where they're connected, Shlom Zaman holds that by opening is not a problem makom patash because since the connection is not mevatel for the shema kli, we're going to issa kireya, we're going to open these bags that we'll discuss later on, Sivkot Chafhei. Dershu number 30. Chaznish writes that even though it's forbidden to untie this knot, but to pull it apart, it's permitted because since the norm is to untie when you tear it apart, it's considered derech of hashchasa, and you're allowed to do that so that it can allow you to wear the garment. Dershu number 31. Even if when the person intended to make a bow, he had in mind that it should remain there more than a week. Chaznish writes that that you have to qualify the knot that's made by itself, like a knot that's made to untie on that day. And even if after the knot was made, he thought, okay, I'll leave it for a medium amount of time. Rishon Zaman holds that you could lean regarding this. But however, if after the knot was made, he thought he's going to keep it forever, Rishon Zaman is not sure regarding the halacha. Look, what we discussed previously in the Makdam of the Mishnah Berurah to the Siman. Now, even to untie this knot, not in the Makom Tzar, Chaznish writes is permitted that even though regarding a very tight knot that's made for that day, Mar wrote in Sif Av that the minig is not to untie it only Makom Tzar. However, since this minig is only because of Chumra Amma, therefore by Kesha that's made by itself and not, it just got knotted, for sure there's no well known custom, and one could keep it by the Ikra Din that you let untie it in all situations. Now, if the shoelaces got all entangled and they got knotted and the person's in pain, Chaznish writes that you let untie it, whether because it's a Kesha that was Nasim Elov, whether because the words Ramah that by Kesha was made for that day, one could be leaning to untie Makom Tzar. a knot that was made by itself by the time of the Galila, rolling of the Sefer Torah by Shacharis in the morning. Chaznesh writes that you're allowed to untie it for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, whether because, again, the knot was made by itself, but whether because that by opening it, you have a Tzarech Mitzah, the way the Shulchan Aruch wrote itself off, that one could be lean regarding a Kesha Asin Rabbanon, the Tzarech Mitzah. Regarding the minhag to tie the Sefer Torah with a bow on a knot, that we discuss later on Sefer Koran Chavtest. Regarding a double knot, not on a knot, that's made by itself, in the place where the norm is to make a Kesha Shokoyam, if sometimes I'm not sure if it's permitted to untie it, it's possible that one should not permit to untie a Kesha that was made by itself, only place where the norm is to make a bow, but in the place where the norm is to make a Kesha Shokoyam, then they did not permit it. And this girl tells that it would be forbidden to untie it. Dershon number 32, regarding tearing stitching that was made for a period of time, the Levush HaSorah writes in the opinion of the Taz that it's rabbinical forbidden. That's a kafachaymer. So Chanachar Rav and Chayyodim don't mention this. So Shlom Zaman holds in the Skirales that according to those who are lenient by stitching that's not meant to last, one can be lenient even by stitching that's made for a designated time. Now regarding the problem about Korea, about tearing by being monotic, things of garments that come from a company when they're tied together, like for example gloves, that Shlom Zaman holds that there's no problem about Issa of Korea, and therefore even like a tchila, one should separate them from before Shabbos to be concerned for those who are machma. However, if it did not do that, it's permitted to untie the knot on Shabbos, not to tear it apart, as brought in previously in Sefer Zayin. If you cannot untie, then it's permitted even to tear it apart on Shabbos in a destructive way, not in front of Amma Arts. Regarding Issa Makra Patish, regarding the separation that we spoke about already in Sefer Chav Gimel. So, regarding opening up plastic bags that are easily opened up where they're connected, Shlom Zaman holds that it's possible that there's no problem with Issa Korea, and you let it open it on Shabbos, just like you let it tear apart or cut a knot that is connecting a pair of shoes. Look, but there are also other reasons why he says to be lenient. Regarding this Makar Patish, regarding opening these bags that we discussed in Sefer Chav Gimel. Regarding staples that generally are connect these addendums to the garment to protect on the folds that are there, Shlom Zaman holds that you're allowed to take them out on Shabbos because that's not a way of stitching at all. For the sichlis. Now regarding stitching that are made for a designated amount of time, when the time passes, you don't tear it, rather you throw it away together with the thing that's stitched as it is. It's Allah is like Tfir Shal Kiyama that we discussed previously in Sifkan Hay regarding Kaisher. And the opinion of Shlom Zaman is that regarding this topic, there's no difference between Kaisher and Teifer. There's number 33. Mishmaru lights later on to Mishim Mem that any tearing that's made some type of remedy is not considered Makalka and never would be Chai for Korea. Actually, Sichis is actually more regarding a pin. You have some type of a pin that's in there, so that's what we were talking about. You know, that the pins keep the garments as they're supposed to be, that he holds you allowed to take it out because that's not really considered stitching at all, so Bisham Zaman.